they just had the Siyum HaShas and they began Maseches Brachas. So in the Mefarshim on Chumash, they always try to find a connection between the end of Zos HaBracha and the beginning of Bereishis. What about, is there a connection between the end of the Bavli with the beginning of the Bavli? That the Masechta Shas ends with Anida, the end of Nina, in the Gemara Nida, Tani de Velayo, Ko Shona Halachas Pachayo, Muftachu, Shahu, Ben Olam Haba, Shenema Halichas, Omo Atikre Lichas Halachas. So that's how the Gemara ends, that one has to learn Halachas well every day, and in the Muftach Olam Haba. And how does our mission begin? Mimas Akoranishma Biyaravin. So what's the connection between the way our Shas begins with the way it ends? So some suggest, so based on the Russian Koran, Mimas Akoran. So we know there's a famous Vilna Gaon, why it says Koran and not Kore. By Megillah we say Shomea Kone, but by Kriyashma we say there is no Shomea Kone. But what is Kriyashma? That's the Shagas Ayi discusses in the Gemara and Brachas later on. That basically Kriyashma is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In other words, there's a machokas in the Gemara whether to fulfill your mitzvah in a Torah of Kriyashma, do you have to actually say the verse is a Shema or any Torah works. That's what it means. As you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night, you always have to have Torah. You have to learn Yom HaVelayla. So Kriya Shema really is a function, it's a whole discussion, what's the role of the Kriya Shema in davening, but Kriya Shema is clearly Torah. So the Gemara tells us in Erevin, Daf Nundawadam and Aleph, the Shalimad Torah Sarochios Bakol Belo Balachash. The Gemara tells us in Erevin, when you learn Torah, they should do it with a loud voice and they shouldn't do it quietly. Why? Because the Mishalom Balachash, Shochek Mishnah, so certain who learns quietly forgets his learning. I guess I know many people forget their learning when they learn that loud, but I guess you remember it longer. Maybe even understand it. So, and that's why they want to explain, that's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh used the Lashon Koran. Because when it comes to Torah, Shemashmo Bakol Godo, that when you learn Torah, it has to be Bakol Ram. As opposed to Lashon Amira, it doesn't say you should omer the Shema, it says Koran. Amir is Lashon where it shayach even belachash. Whether, you know, the Yomer Haman Belibo, you can even say something in your heart, so to speak. And that's why they explain, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Kaddish began the Mishnayos with Koran. Kriya Shema is Torah, as the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Ko Akore Belo Ne'ima, Vishona below Zimra, that's why Torah is compared to a Shira. Whoever doesn't learn in the melody, you don't sing your Torah, you learn Besimcha. The Gemara quotes Pasuk in Yechezkel, they're not so happy with you. But what does Tosfos say on that Gemara? Tosfos says, right, shall you regilim lishnos amishnayos bezimra? Why? Because they used to say them by heart. And that's how they remember it better. So that's why it's still important now, but Tosis writes it was key then because you were doing it by heart. So therefore, that's what Rebbe's telling me here. You begin to learning Mishnayos, you're beginning to learning Shas, so you want to be able to actually learn it properly. So he says the Lashon Koran Bekol Gadol. And therefore your Torah should remain. So that's what they point out. So what's the lesson at the end of the Gemara? Called Shona Halachas B'chol Yom. What do we call it? Shona. Why not call HaKore? Why Dafka the lesson Kol HaShona? From the lesson of Shinon, Bepe Dafka, that they learn out, that means that something you're not just thinking in your heart, but you're actually speaking out. And that's why, and that's the connection between the end of Shas Nida Da'adei Shasim Kol HaShona Lechos, and Shona is Dafka when you're saying it, not listening to someone else. So that's the halacha by Kriyashma, Yidiba Kol Ram, it's Korin, and therefore, according to the Gra and those who say you can't be Yote Kriyashma with Shomei Ka'ona. So that's the connection between the beginning and end, and that's what we always say, that's what the Rama writes, at the end of the each Sefer, we conclude Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Why do we conclude? Because the Rama writes, according to Gemara and Brachas, certain things require chizuk. They require constant attention. So therefore, when we finish our Sefer Bereishis, or before we're beginning Shmos, we say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. And that's why, as always, in Shacharis, Mincha and Shabbos, we go ahead and continue on with the next parasha. We make a siyum, we start learning right away something else. So Torah requires chizuk, and as well, the Gemara says, Tefillah requires chizuk, and that's what Rav Salavashik explained. That's why the minhag of beginning davening with Adon Olam, which they used to, and ending with Adon Olam, that God is one, to show that you began something, you want to end it with strength. Parenthetically, that's what they, Rav Salavashik, was against switching it to Yigdal for that reason. He said it was Adon Olam, because he wanted to, because Tefillah Tzricha Chizuk. There's other reasons why from the Zohar, the Be'er Hate, the Zohar or the Arizal, he quotes one in the Bali Kabbalah against it. So Rav David Cohen learned because Emmanuel of Rome, he didn't like the person who wrote Yigdal, even though it was Yigdal was way before him, but he touched it up, he fixed it up, so therefore it's considered like he did it. Or if Salvation felt it was Chukas Agayim, because Yigdal is a poem, it's a paraphrasing the 13 Ikari Amun of the Rambam, and that's not the Jewish practice of, we have a lot of beliefs, but it's not something we talk about when we pray, and therefore, that's Tefillah Tzricha Chizuk as well, Parnassah as well, need Chizuk as a, so I remember you used to say on Parshas Beshalach, when there's a minhag of saying Parsha Saman, he says, make sure you don't say it between 9 and 5. Because 9 and 5, you got to be working, because Parnassa needs Chizuk as well. And therefore, that's the connection, that Kol HaShona Halachas B'chol Yom, you have to do it B'chol Ram. That's how you remember Torah, that's how you learn properly. And so too, Kriyat Shema, which is Talmud Torah as well, but it's Korin. You gotta read it out loud and remember it. And it's a din of Korin, not to listen. There's no din of Shemaya Ka'ona. No one could learn for you, and no one could say Kriyashma for you. You gotta read your own Torah, and you gotta Mekabo Omachu Shamayim.